in Indiana, there's still a little 4-H fair. A pageant queen and a tractor pull and a kid show and a steer. Corn on the cob as fresh as you can get. There's still a little country left. A young girl rides in the arena at a rodeo in Cave Creek. Old Glory waves, she starts to sing. Oh, say, can you see? They all stand and cover hearts with cowboy hats. There's still a little country left. Just get off of the interstate, travel down in old Tulane. You're gonna find it's still alive and well.
Stop in. Welcome back. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. High on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio. From the bunker, the Vogelbogger, Matty G, Peanut, Kevy Kev. Came back a little Daryl Singletary, the late Daryl Singletary. Old Double Barrel Daryl, one of my turkey hunting brothers. Great song. Beautiful Saturday morning. Watch out for the heat out there. Be really, really careful today. Hey, a shout out to my queen this morning and to the great girls that's taking care of my wife. And I'll see you real soon. I'm going to bring you a coffee and a biscuit, baby, so I'll see you real soon. What do you? Let's do a little news. Should we do a little news? You got a little news intro for this guy here? Here we go, boys and girls. One, two, three. Ready, Vogelbogger?
It's now time for the Vogelbogger News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help. I've fallen and I can't get up. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. So here he is, the Vogelbogger. He has news for you.
Benefit Ray I and Jan I on July 27th at 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Fun, food, and good time to help Ray and Jan I with escalating medical bills, silent auctions, live auctions. And some of the raffle items are a Mossberg 930, a Mossberg 762 Patrol, and PSE Bow, Madness Bow, Black Rain Specialty.
I'm sure glad he did a show prep. Rifle. He knows what's going on. He's going to be there and he can't even read it.
Tickets are $20 and are limited to 100 tickets.
That's for the raffle items, right?
And you do not have to be present to win. You can call 417-934-2175, or just go to Facebook Benefits for Ray and Jan I. For more information, you can call Anderson Services, 911 Country Road, 3500, Mountain View, Missouri. And the number is 417-934-2175. It's a good thing we're going. We're going to have a good time. Whitetail estimated population in Missouri. This comes from Greg. I lost that one. Never mind where it comes from. But
pour you another cup of Thomas
population
coffee.
Population 1.4 million.
Entertainment at its best.
And for the fall of 2018-19,
Vogler News
harvest
sucks.
290,000. Overlook for this fall, it comes from Jason Isabel, Servid Program Supervisor.
Oh, hold on a second. Do you not read this stuff
Missouri,
before you go on the air?
Yes, I do. And sometimes it's just stuck.
In the words of the immortal Bob Whitehead, anytime you're going to broadcast anything or write anything, don't read it in your mind. Read it out loud. And you can read it five times in your mind and then read it one time out loud and catch mistakes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Well, but that's why I usually read it out loud today. I mean, you know, I usually sit in
right.
He reads it out loud for the first time.
On the air. Yeah.
The 2019 season should be a good season. In southern Missouri, deer numbers have been slowly but steadily increasing over the years as a result of more conservative hunting regulations designed to allow the population to increase to desirable levels. And he says that across most of the northern Missouri, deer numbers have continued to rebound from a severe hemorrhagic disease outbreak that occurred in 2012. Our current population levels in most places are comparable to pre-2012 numbers. The fertile soils and the diverse landscape of northern Missouri typically result in the region being more able to produce larger antlered bucks than the southern Missouri counties. Did you know that?
No.
No? Okay. Potential for fall deer and 2019
popped. Wait a minute. You're talking deer and stuff popped in my mind when I used to hunt deer as a kid with my dad. And after the second weekend, he goes, it's going to be a tough weekend now because after all the guys and all the I won't tell you what he called them, the Orange Army, he says they're going to be running with their eyes bugged and their buttholes puckered.
Isabel says hunting should be good throughout the state. He warns that deer numbers in extreme northwestern Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nordaway counties remain low from the 2012 outbreak. Missouri has ample public lands. Regulations vary from some state lands, and the Department of Conservation has also offered managed hunts. Okay, Missouri Department of Conservation in the state of Missouri increased penalties.
You can't talk at all.
Poaching, I can't today. New fine amounts include $10,000 to $15,000.
Stop. This was much needed. This was great to see this finally happen. Guys, people were poaching deer and turkeys and stuff and just getting a slap on the hand and going away and doing it again. This is good.
The new fine amounts include a $10,000 to $15,000 per each elk or black bear killed.
You know something, Vogler Vogler? You know something? The good news is for you is that you will never be fined for poaching. You can't even kill one legally.
Yes, I have.
So you're not going to poach one.
Yes, I have. Okay. And $1,000 to $5,000 for each white-tailed buck. Governor Parsons recently signed House Bill 260, poaching law into law that significantly raises fines for those convicted of illegally taking Missouri game and these species and other native wildlife. The Missouri legislator and governor have taken actions to increase the penalties for those caught poaching. Missouri governor signed the House bill on July 11th called the Poaching Bill. It significantly raised the fines of convicted illegally taking Missouri game species and other natural native wildlife. Missouri Department hosts Discover Nature Schools, Nature's Unhooked Teacher Training Workshop, July 23rd at Powder Valley Nature Center. Teachers should register as soon as possible to attend the free workshop to learn about this middle school unit. Missouri Department of Conservation invites the teachers to attend the Discover Nature Schools, DNS it's called, teacher workshop for Nature Unhooked, the newest instructional DNS unit designed for grades 6 through 8. This workshop will be held Tuesday, July 23rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Powder Valley Conservation Nature Center in Kirkwood. The workshop is free of charge for the educators. Powder Valley Conservation Area is located at 11715 Craigwold Road near intersection of I-270 and I-44. Teachers receive free training in using Nature's Unhooked to connect authentic learning experiences and aquatic education in their Missouri classroom, homeschools, or youth groups. Whew. Mossberg appoints new president and chief operating officer. O.F. Mossberg & Sons, a leading American firearms manufacturer, today announced the appointment of Douglas Bell as the company's chief operating officer, effective immediately.
Immediately.
As president and COO, Bell will be responsible for all the company's operating units.
What's a COO?
Chief operating officer.
Ooh.
Hey, I know that stuff there. And will report directly to the chief executive officer, Ivor Mossberg. Bell has over two decades of experience in corporate leadership roles with automotive, aerospace, and the industrial hardware industries, accompanied by a career track recorded dedicated to leading organizations.
I got a quick one here for you. 2019 Missouri Trappers Association's Fall Rendezvous is going to be at the Linton Ag Center in Chillicothe, Missouri, September 20th at 7 a.m., September 22nd to 12 a.m. How about that, Missouri Trappers Convention?
Ooh.
I thought I edited that Mossberg thing, and you just read the whole press release.
No, you cut that down.
Yeah. Then why did you read that last part? Because I took that out.
No,
he's confused now. He's confused. We didn't need all that other last stuff. You should know by now. You've been doing radio, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
And you still can't read the news?
Nope.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Is that all you got?
50 women from 50 states will take over PC standing behind this officer to fight for Second Amendment rights, posted by Marjorie Greene. 1 week after developing Independence Day, a group of American women are heading to Washington, D.C., this nonpartisan initiative to bring 50 women from 50 states to dispel the common myths and garner support. I just said that right. Myths. No. And garner support for gun rights. An ordinary group of women. I'm honored to be one. She's honored
Wait,
to be one of
you're
them.
You're honored to be.
I'm just reading it just as it was written, but there's no change for this man. We're different backgrounds and represent the same diversities found everywhere in the USA, from law enforcement officers, competitive shooters, single moms, business owners, survivors of violent crimes, LGBTQ, former military housewives, and students. We are commonly throughout our dedication of the Constitution of the Second Amendment.
Okay.
And I'm done.
I was going to ask you if you were done.
That was a great number. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb.
Maybe you're right.
The Vogler News.
Strikes
only again. Here on Eye on the Outdoors. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to go back on the other side, Mr. Gary Klein. So with that, pour you another cup of coffee. Pull that chair in a little closer to that campfire. Stay out of that heat today. And let's go into break, Matty G, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.